Darren, have you ever experienced a... Well, it's not mathematically a relegation yet, but it's going to need something like an 18-0 win on Saturday. Have you ever experienced this sort of thing before?
As a player, yes, it's one of those things. You know what, but until it's mathematically impossible, we'll keep battling. You know, I'm proud of the players. I'm not going to sit up here, and it wasn't a 4-0 tonight. We dominated large parts of the game. The players give everything. I think it was just one of those where the players could give no more, and once that second, third goal, and then they were just sucker punched because they give so much to the game. We were in the game for a long, long period. And we created some half chances. Not really clear cut to sort of, you know, equalise or sort of, you know, even get a goal in front, you know. I just said the players battle. That's all I've asked from day one. Do you know what, Mike? And they give that more. That's all you can ask, you know.
You were brought in for the last six games of the season. If you'd had longer with this group of players, do you think things could have been different?
Do you know what? It's one of those, and I was asked that. Maybe, you know what, I've only been able to work with them once, obviously, in training, Mike. But you look at that where, obviously, the first couple of games you come in, it basically, I think the squad, bar one player, was less than 20 years old, less than 19, you know, something like that, you know. And as I say, they're just a group that when I can give their absolute all. Sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say you're not good enough. That is the fact of it, because at the end of the day, the league table doesn't lie. You know, I know, to be quite honest, I know it needs to be done to get us back up there. But you know what you have in there? You have an honest bunch of lads who worked everything. As I said, and you know what? I'm proud of the effort they put in terms of when I come in, their professionalism, their hard work. But you know what? The league doesn't lie. You know, is five games, I don't know. I'll never know the answer to that. But I would like to think we could have done things a little bit differently, changed a lot of things, and obviously understanding the players more, quicker. But as I said, it's just one of those things, and very, very sad, you know.
Blow to lose Adam Jones so early in the game. That was an injury, I take it.
Yeah, it was. He's back. Obviously, I think Adam's issue's been his hip flexor, you know. So it was quite early in the game, and to lose a big player, a big personality, especially so early on, was very disappointing. And obviously, you can see, it affected the team in terms of, you know, them leadership qualities that, you know, we need more. But yeah, disappointed. But as I say, we look on to the Saturday and you know, go out with a win.
Was it cramp for Zekel Parks? He seemed to go down with cramp. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, well, yeah. Do you know, a bit of tiredness as well, a bit of this and a bit of that. Because, again, they're young boys. And, you know, the thing about when you have academy players, they wouldn't be used to playing this type of intensity, this type of physical game where you're demanding a lot of young players. And you know what? They can't do it all the time. You know, young players like that are only used to 22, 23 games a season. You know, at the end of the day, it's 40 plus, possibly 50, including the competitions. But you know what? Again, you know, you look and see... It just gives us all, and there comes to that stage where you can give no more. You rely on a bit of adrenaline, but even that only sees you through so much.
Any chance of Scott Spencer turning up on Saturday or being available, I should say?
No, I doubt it, to be honest, because of obviously his ankle, you know. Yeah. And you know what? This club's fantastic. You know, in the short time I've come in, it's the club's been absolutely amazing, and it's one of those. There's been no luck. I think there's been no luck over the last couple of years.
3 years, yeah.
You know, and it's just, you can see the players in there that, you know what, they're absolutely devastated. But as I said to them, they'll learn a big lesson from it. It's not nice. But hopefully through that experience, it'll make them bigger and stronger.
You said in your programme notes you would like the job here, you think it's a special place and it's not about money for you. Does that still apply after tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I knew, you know... You're coming into a job that, you know, it's going to be difficult from the get-go, you know. At the end of the day, I have players contacting me from leagues above who want to come and play for me because they know what it's about. I'd love the opportunity because I have absolutely no doubt it, and they'll say it on record, and I get this club promoted, no problem. I know it needs to be done. You know, what we have here is I come into a job where, you know, your hands are very tied with everything... with everything that you're doing. Your hands are tied. You can't bring any players in. You've, you know, especially when you come in with key players that were out injured, and it's frustrating. But you know what? If I was given the job, I know where to start. I know exactly what to do, and I know how to liven this place back up and get it back to where it was a couple of years ago.
And you believe you get them promoted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll say it, you know, hand on heart now.
It's up to the Alf Ramseys. England
will
win.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not being cocky or arrogant about doing that. But as I say, I know the players. I know, you know, a lot about the league in the last number of games, as well as going and watching games. I know it needs to be done. And I've no doubt it can do that, you know. But
great.
We'll see.
Thank you.